Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're not very good.
No, they were not yesterday. Dwayne Kuiper on the call. NBC Sports Bay Area 4-2 the final. Miami takes the first of three in San Francisco. Justin Verlander still searching for that first win in a Giants uniform. He goes five innings. As I say, good morning to you, Joe Shasky, Carter, Sam, all you lovely people just waking up, whether you're listening on the Odyssey app, radio dial, on YouTube. We're on all those platforms. A tough one, though, Joe, yesterday. I mean, is Justin Verlander going to win this year? What's going on?
You know, when they brought him in, I was super excited because I was like, all right, a random Tuesday night against the Marlins. Literally was what I said the day he was signed on a video. And I'm like, you're going to lean forward because it's Justin Verlander.
Did you really say that team in that day? That's hilarious.
Yeah, a random Tuesday night against the Marlins.
Shout out like, to City Connects.
If you got someone like Tristan Beck, and it was his birthday yesterday, Tristan Beck, but if like it's someone like that or, you know, a couple years ago they had the bucket, John Brebbia, starting the game, you're kind of like, eh. But if it's Justin Verlander, you're going to lean forward. Mm. It's been nowhere near what I expected it to be. I expected it to be better than this. And, you know, I'm listening to Flem, who hops in the booth for a couple of innings with Kruko, like the sixth, seventh innings.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck, but what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And he's like, you know, he got through five and it wasn't a great start. He doesn't have command of the slider right now. And it feels like there was one singular at bat that you could just feel was, you know, becoming a bigger at bat than it needed to be in the game. And this guy just continues to fall behind in games early on and the offense scuffles and can't basically get him back into it. Now, you look, you're like five innings, three runs, not the end of the world, but it's just time and time again, he's giving up multiple runs early in games, and you see the Marlins yesterday get the big knocks with runners in scoring position that the Giants just fail to get.
And then when the Giants try to get back into the game, think they can tie it potentially, they send a guy that's not known for speed in Rafael Devers, who is dealing with a groin injury and is out by like 2 miles. Like he had no shot at that, Joe, as Ramos doubled it down the line. He thought, okay, maybe you hold him there, you know, getting up. Maybe we can get an RBI here, tie it. Like that halted any momentum that you were garnering up there. You were still down a run, obviously. You were feeling good. And then you just couldn't score another one. And then Miami adds one more, 4-2 the final. Just the offense sputtering. And we knew that when Devers was signing. He's not going to be the cure-all. That's not just going to happen. One player is not going to cure the ailments of an entire lineup. We know that. Mike Trout on line one with the Los Angeles Angels. Like, that's just not going to happen. But that being said, when you're trying to continue the momentum, I just keep going back to that play. This has happened a couple times now this year, Joe. Matt Williams sending guys.
Three times in a week and a half.
Or not sending them. It's just damned if you do, damned if you don't. I don't know what he saw yesterday. Why send him yesterday?
I don't get it. I mean, Devers has got a groin injury. So number one, he's not fast to begin with. Number two. And number three, you got Wilmer Flores, who has more two-strike hits than pretty much anybody in baseball.
You got Mr. Clutch coming up.
Top 10 guy in the RBIs. Look, I understand, like, well, what are the chances that he comes up and gets a hit right there, and you want to push it, make a play. He was thrown out by 1,000 feet. And then I get a text from, I'm just going to throw him right under the bus. I get a text from Bonte, and he's like, ah, well, his nickname in San Diego was Matt the Windmill Williams. I'm like, I've never heard that, Bonte. Where did you get that? I've never heard him referred to that.
The streets were talking.
I want to know where he got that
from. Looking that up right now to see if that's a real thing. Matt Windmill Williams, Major League Baseball. No. No one's called him that.
You know, when you're coming around third, you give him the old...
I would rather be the White Sox.
You give him the old... You know, we'll do. By the way, also, the City Connects, retire this whole thing about the City Connects. Our record in the City Connects. Shut up, you 6'2"-8 transplants. I don't want to hear from you ever again. Those jerseys should have a 6'2"-8 patch on them, meaning I just got here and we're all out of 415 numbers, so let me get a 6'2"-8 number.
Stop!
I don't want to hear about those ever again. And also, Bonte's record on pre and post is awful.
Oh, my God.
So let's just retire
crushing,
them both.
Are we just crushing Bonte in the first couple minutes here?
I'm teasing.
Who joins us?
Well, yeah, it's the morning roast. So, you know.
He joins us a Friday, by the way, 9 o'clock hour in studio.
Can't wait to see
him. Each and every Friday. Absolutely.
Well, it's before a big game against the White Sox, too.
No way.
I would rather be the White Sox.
He might be wearing a Bo Jackson jersey on Friday. Who knows? We'll see.
Bo's best years with the Royals. But
I know, but he looks so sick in the Chicago White Sox. Did he not?
I mean, when I think of 1990 Chicago White Sox, it's Frank Thomas.
Okay, big hurt. Like, well, I think Nugenics when I think Frank Thomas, but continue.
No doubt. No doubt. Yesterday's just one of those days where it was a bad day overall. You get news that Bryce Eldridge could be out about a month with a strained hamstring.
That sucked.
Like, yeah, that's not good, right? And then you also hear about Matt Chapman probably still a couple weeks away. That's not good.
He did swing a bat. He swung a bat yesterday.
Oh, great.
Step.
So did LJ. Doesn't mean he's ready for the bigs.
Relax.
You know? Jesus. Like, I mean, it's not a great time right now. You got to be beating teams like the Marlins. And it just felt like they got all these little hits yesterday that we failed to get. And look, Christian Cost got the big swing. You got the big home run from him.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text. And we would love your participation today. We got a great show for you. We're going to be talking a lot of baseball. We do have the NBA draft tonight,
by the way.
We're
going to break down the White Sox?
We're not breaking down the White Sox or the Marlins. We're
on
the
Friday show.
I'm not bringing down who is going to be the mock draft for the Mel Kiper version of the NBA. I'm not doing that. I literally looked at like a CBS Sports one. Who's my guy? Who did this? Kyle Boone. Shout out Kyle Boone. I'm just looking at it right now. Just to get familiar with some names, because Cooper Flagg, I'm sure that's what people know. That's it. He's the guy from Duke. He's going to go number one overall.
There's like two guys from
Dallas
Rutgers.
Mavericks. Exactly. You don't even know their names. Two guys from Rutgers. There you go. It might as well be a podcast.
Them boys from Rutgers.
There you go.
Balling.
Is it Tony Soprano and Jackie April Jr.? Like, come on. Pick number 41. My guy Boone has Yang Hansen to the Golden State Warriors. A 7-footer from China. There you go. You want that guy? 7'1", center. You've been looking for him.
There's a tariff joke in there somewhere.
Stop, relax.
I don't know where, but that would be pretty funny.
But, hey, there you go. Just get a big guy. Is that all you're saying for the 41st pick? Just someone large?
Okay, so they're going to draft a guy. I want to make sure.
This is the mock draft.
Are going to draft a guy that they're not going to play because Kevon Looney's still on the team?
Well, who knows? This guy's 19. I'm looking at him right
now. What are we doing?
From the Qingdao Eagles of the Chinese Basketball Association. He's only 19, Joe.
You don't have the Chinese League pass?
I don't have that. Bonte might. Bonte might. We'll ask him about it on Friday. 888-957-9570. We're going to do, though, we would love your participation today. We're going to be doing something draft-related when it comes to Bay Area sports.
This is fun.
This is going to be very fun. And it's not going to be basketball inclusive. It's going to be baseball. It's going to be football. It's going to be maybe coaches. Going to be ownership. It's going to be player involved. So can't wait to do that. We'll reveal more details as the show goes on. But we got a Hall of Famer joining us today, Joe, at 6:50. Pretty soon here, in the next 35 minutes or so. Jim Leland, who knows a thing or two about managing against the San Francisco Giants, has managed some of the greatest players in the history of the sport. He is synonymous with smoking heaters in the dugout as well.
Losing in horrific fashion.
Losing in horrific fashion, but also winning.
No doubt.
In glorious fashion.
He did win.
The first ever expansion team championship World Series title in Miami. And in the process, well, they were then Florida, beat the Giants, as you well know.
Well, and lost to the Giants as a Tiger manager.
He did.
Lost to the Braves year after year after
year.
He absolutely
did.
With the Pirates.
Did.
I love Jim Leland. But Jim Leland to me, smoking heaters in the dugout is like it's synonymous with the 80s and 90s.
No, when I think of a baseball manager, yeah. he literally comes to mind. Like that is the guy that lives, breathes
yeah.
managing baseball games.
And he's a short king. You know, I mean, he's the kind of guy that'll go after somebody.
Is he really that short?
I just imagine him as a tiny old man.
I don't think he's that short. I think he's like kind of tall.
Is he?
He's kind of skinny.
Then
yeah.
I stand down. I in my head, he was like 5'8".
No, no. We'll get the exact height. Well, hell, we'll ask him at 6'50". By the way, I always think of, when I think of Jim Leland too, him just ripping into Barry Bonds. Like that's just, that's the all-timer, right? When he was managing Pittsburgh way back when. You remember it back then when he was the Pittsburgh manager. I don't think I was alive then, but you do.
Oh, Bonds has been one of my favorite players of all time. 5'11". Even when he was a Pirate.
He's 5'11", Joe. He's our height. So he's chilling.
Well, that means now because he's what, 80?
He's 80.
He's shrunk a little.
Just a little bit. Don't tell him that. I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't open with that. Hey, Jim, have you shrunk a little bit? Yeah,
in my mind, he was way shorter.
Well, because he's managing guys that are huge.
Yeah, that's
probably like Justin Verlander is what, 6'4", 6'5"? And by the way, we're talking about Justin Verlander this morning. Like he managed Justin Verlander during his peak, and I do wonder. And we'll ask Jim about that. Like, what has these guys like keep going? Guys like him, guys like Barry, Miggy, like some of the greatest players of all time. Kind of like. What keeps pushing them to play into their early 40s when their careers are already accomplished?
Because they love it.
Is he loving it this year, though? Like, Justin Verlander, from his post-game comments, I know Sam's talked about it. It's been a grind for a man. And searching for that first victory, it takes a toll.
Joe, the average athlete is a competitionaholic on a level that most normal people can't understand. All right? And they're addicted to the work and the craft and everything like that. And they love whatever they're doing more than most people love anything else in their life. It just is what it is. Now imagine what it takes to be Justin Verlander and to come back from the serious arm injury that he had just a couple of years ago. So I understand, like, ready to, you know, throw dirt on this man's career.
No, I do think
that...
I'm not throwing dirt on his career. He's one of the greatest, if not the greatest pitcher of his generation.
I think there's a legitimate conversation about, like, how many more starts does this guy get?
Well,
you know,
I am curious there too, because it's not like you look at the numbers in the totality of the season. It's not like god awful in comparison to the rest of the league. Like I'm looking at guys that signed prove it deals that are much younger than him that are kind of like coming off major injuries. Like Walker Buehler has been awful for the Red Sox. What does he have? It's like a 6.5 ERA.
Another guy coming off of a major injury.
I know, but we also just saw him in the World Series, right? He looked pretty good at times. Justin Verlander right now this season, 4.52 ERA. Not like the worst if you're like my fourth and fifth starter. Like, I would take that. And right at this point, that's kind of how I'm viewing him, Joe. If he's my fourth or fifth starter and he's giving me this kind of production, like, he's keeping me in baseball games more often than not. Three earned runs. Now, the problem is, like, you want him to go at least six, right? In today's baseball, you want your starters to try to get you at least six innings. He's been going 5, 4 2/3, 4 in his last three starts. Obviously, that third start going way back all the way to May because he's only his second start since being off a month. But I don't think he's been as awful as we've been discussing on this show this year. He hasn't been, like, the worst pitcher in baseball.
No, but guys are hitting, like, 265 against him right now.
Sure.
Right?
But I think he's battling. I don't think he's, like, he is enough of a crafty veteran to where he's not going to get shelled a lot. I'm not seeing a guy... Like, who is my guy over in Washington where he just knew he was going to go? Patrick Corbin?
Okay.
He's not Patrick Corbin.
He's not Patrick Corbin. We're in a pennant race. I don't know if you're aware of this. And you have a guy in Carson Wisenhunt down in the minors who, although not, you know, knocking everybody's doors off every single start, is promising. So, you know, do you go to a six-man rotation? Do you give him two or three more of these starts and kind of just let him figure it out? Like, they fall behind, it feels like, early in games with Verlander starting every single time. I bet that he has given up a run in the first two innings in all of the last six or seven starts.
Sure, but he's only given up more than three runs twice this season. He's literally held them his opposition to three runs or fewer in most of his starts. Like that. Like
okay, when you zoom out.
Can you score more than three runs is what I'm saying?
I agree.
Pick this guy up, get him a win.
Look, when you zoom out, I agree. It's I'm not saying he's the worst. I'm just saying there's something to be said. Like every time you go out there, we look up in the dugout and we're down 1-2 before the game even starts.
I understand.
You know, like, can you get me into the fourth or fifth inning without giving up a run?
Can you just score me some more runs? Part of baseball
is... No, it's both. It's both of them.
Okay. But also, like, this offense has just been anemic, and it has not been good enough. And when I'm like Willie Adames yesterday in the ninth inning, good God, swing the bat. Don't take these pitches, dude.
I thought, like, it was a strike. I don't know what his gripe was.
Okay, exactly.
I don't know what his gripe was. I mean, it's a full count. Expand the attack zone. You got to protect. I don't know what he's doing.
Shout out to those watching on YouTube. No. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate auto loan, apply online, or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's just, here's the thing on Willie, right? Like, I'm very critical on the defense. I actually think that he's figured out the infield, whether it's the hops, the bounces, you know, every infield is going to be a little different, right? The grass is a little different. The surface and how hard it is, how quickly the ball jumps on you, the spin that it comes off, like whatever surface you're playing on, you got to get accustomed to it. All right. And people are like, oh, they're all the same. No, they're not. They're not all the same. The different grass types, there's different dirts. Like yesterday was a very wet and cold day just in the city as a whole. That ground, the ground balls that come off that ground are going to be different than a dry, hot surface like in Arizona, for example.
Same with like putting greens and golf.
Exactly. And so I just think he's actually made a really good adjustment to reading hops as a shortstop. Now, that is a really nuanced thing to come on here and talk about. Like, you sign the guy because he can hit a little, right? At shortstop. But defensively, this last, I'd say, 3 or 4 weeks, I've been much more impressed with his defense than I was, let's say, the first 8-9 weeks. So that's a positive, okay? Mm-hmm. Christian Koss is going to get some playing time at second base. That one swing felt like, wow, okay, he can maybe build on something there. But you need to string together 3 and 4 hits, and it just feels like right now this team can't do it. Ramos hits that ball into the corner of left field, and I don't know why you're sending Devers, who's not fast. I mean, he's decent speed for his size, but not fast.
No.
And you're sending him in that situation with Wilmer coming up. And your team has been very anemic offensively. I get you're trying to, like, get a jolt. Like, I understand that. I've defended some of Matt Williams' sends this year. But when you get thrown out and you have to ease up coming into home because you're so gunned by so many, that's indefensible.
We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And by the way, you just look at the NL wildcard race right now. It is tight. Woke up to a text from our big boss man, Matt Nahegan. He's just like, hey, you look at the standings right now. Giants might not have to make another move. I was like, another one? Can we live off the high of Rafi Devers being a San Francisco
Giant? He's not wrong.
For a week?
He's not wrong, though.
Well, this is where we're at right now. So the Mets, 46-34, number one wild card spot. The Giants are right there at number two. They're 44-35. They're 9 games over .500. And then you got the Brew Crew. Then you got the Cardinals, both tied at 44-36. Padres right there, half game back. Reds a couple games back. And then the D-backs, who obviously just lost Corbin Carroll. They're 2.5 games back. By the way, I do want to get into the Diamondbacks.
And they've won 2 gritty games in a row.
They have. Something took place yesterday, though, in the Diamondbacks and White Sox game that we're going to discuss at one point. Fan behavior. We've talked about it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.